From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Now that Democrats hold a supermajority in both chambers of the California legislature, activists want them to use it to push a more progressive agenda. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
Progressives say they want lawmakers to restore cuts they say hurt the most vulnerable Californians, such as cuts to education, social services, and health care. Joshua Peshtalt is president of the California Federation of Teachers. He says elected officials shouldn't worry about a voter backlash similar to what happened in the 2010 elections.
I don't believe that there really is a political overreach. It has to be done tactfully. It has to be done strategically. But I think what we're looking for is moving an agenda that really benefits the broad majority of Californians.
Peshtalt says lawmakers should replace the two-thirds vote required to pass local tax measures with a simple majority requirement, and he says they should consider an oil severance tax. Democratic leaders in the legislature have called for restraint in exercising their supermajority power. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California's sales tax goes up a quarter of a cent in the new year to 7.5% under voter-approved Proposition 30. That measure would also raise income taxes on Californians making more than $250,000 a year for the 2012 tax year, so taxpayers will have to factor it in on this coming April's tax returns. But Denise Azimi with the Franchise Tax Board says Californians who normally pay estimated tax throughout the year shouldn't worry.
Since this is a retroactive tax law change that took place during the year, the law does waive the underpayment of estimated tax penalty for anyone who does make quarterly estimate payments with us.
Another voter-approved measure requires businesses headquartered outside California to calculate their taxes the same way in-state businesses do. That's expected to cost out-of-state companies an extra $1 billion a year. That's the KRCB California Update. That's the final one for 2012. Have a great year. I'm Mark Brell.